Frank, the gathering place is a place at the Alaska State Fair that is specifically an attraction to share Alaska Native arts and culture. And this year, it's my first time managing this space, and I'm glad to do it and proud to do it.
So I've heard a little bit about the acts and the bands, you know, Irene Bedard and Akamatu and AK Rebel. What's the motivation to gather all these great Alaska Native bands together?
Well, we want to showcase not only what is our ancient traditions. We have songs that go back for hundreds of years. Sometimes they're with just one family. We want to share all of that ancient knowledge and to show that we are a civilization that thrived and survived in the land that only we could. So we're still here, and we're here to share that, but it's really neat to also incorporate and include contemporary acts and performances to show that we're just as current and involved in today's American society as anyone else. We can be just as educated and savvy and urbane and still choose to practice and honor our heritage and history.
You know, that really resonates with me because I really think that what I've seen before is people do think, oh, geez, that's not in a museum exhibition, but we do evolve and change and grow.
Exactly. Yeah. How does an ancient civilization survive? You adapt. You have to be the one willing to accept what you have as your resources and accommodate where you live for the betterment of your people. And that's ancient teaching, native teaching, not only in Alaska, but throughout Turtle Island. What I've learned, what we call Lower 48, native tribes call all of North America Turtle Island. And they have the very same values as us.
And so with the different groups going on stage, would you give us a sample or a rundown of who you've seen coming up?
Well, I'll say who we had, and then I'll say who's coming up. We've had Miss Alaska, Alyssa London. She is Tlingit, and she is Miss Alaska USA. We're so proud to have her, and she's able to share that as a young girl, proud of her Tlingit culture, who was also interested in Miss USA and pageants, she told herself, why not me? And she believed in herself, and she did it. And she made it all the way to the top 10 finalists of Miss USA, the Miss USA pageant. And that's the first time in over 30 years that Miss Alaska was able to place that high. So, it's amazing to say, but Miss Alaska trended on Twitter. She absolutely stunned and wowed people with her killer whale gown that she was able to wear. Her cape was sequined in the fashion of the orca, because that is her moiety, and she was able to wear that, and she was able to take her robe off on stage and reveal her gown, which was still sequined with her formline design, which she co-designed with another Tlingit designer. And she was able to exalt and raise her culture on a platform that we don't normally typically have. And as far as she knew, she had an audience watching of over 3 million people. So
3 million. Wow.
Yeah. Tuned into Miss USA, and because Miss Alaska was so dramatic and impressive, she trended on Twitter. It was really a wonder for Alaskans, not only in Alaska but all throughout the states and the country. We were all watching.
And so
Miss Alaska. Yeah.
So she came on the stage, and she's been part of the Gathering Place stage this year. Who else are we looking forward to this coming weekend?
Oh, we were so happy to feature our Native Games youth. They were able to do NYO Alaska Games, and we had the WIA World Eskimo Indian Olympics youth people able to do some games, including the blanket toss. Those were big hits and drew a big crowd. Then we've had like Yugapik dancers or Yupik dancers and the Imamsuat dancers, Ungangaks dancers. We've had storytellers. And I'll say from here on out, we still have like Northern Lights dancers, dancers from the north. We have youth dancers from the Alaska Native Heritage Center, Gingik Mute dancers, dancers who primarily came from King Island region. And we have some Dena dancers from this area, Ida Ina Kuj Kelgesna. And we have more blanket toss and WIO demonstrations. And we have some big names that are coming up. We're bringing Akumatu back and Samuel John, AK Rebel. And we're also bringing Eskimo Ninja Warrior Nick Hansen to demonstrate what he was able to do on the NBC show American Ninja Warrior, of which he is a finalist. So he has raised a platform for natives, Alaska natives in the country in a way that's so unique. And people are tuning in to him on YouTube following his success because they are so interested in a young man in Umalakleet who told himself the same thing. I can do that. And he did it. He built his own obstacle course in Umalakleet with plywood and driftwood and what he had on hand in Umalakleet, and he made himself a American Ninja Warrior champion. So we're featuring him on Saturday. Is his first day with us at the gathering place. And then also Saturday evening, we have Martin Sensmeyer. He's a young man. He's a Tlingit actor. His family's from Yakutat and Khoikhon. So we have a young man who's also got a very high profile. He was in the Magnificent Seven movie, and he was just in a movie release called Wind River. And then we have some more cultural dances, and then we have a full setup on Sunday, September 3rd, called Alaska Native Culture Day. It's a theme of the fair that they name one day a theme, and Sunday, September 3rd is Alaska Native Culture Day.
So from film stars and athletes with national recognition and Miss Alaska and then some great musical acts. Sounds like there's a lot going on out there at the gathering place at the fair. Any particular things that you should, any kind of like nuts and bolts of it that we should know about? Like, if you haven't been to the fair recently, any ideas on how to park and all that good stuff?
Yes, it's always an interesting effort to come to the fair. Yellow parking will end up being the best parking for our fairgoers because the gathering place is right next to the yellow trail. So it ends up being the best parking area, which is called general parking anyway. So yellow parking gate, that's where you want to go, and we are right next to the yellow parking gate.
Kind of the express route to the gathering place.
To the gathering place, correct, yeah.
And so with all these kind of, how long has the gathering place been kind of coming together? I heard this is the second year, is that right?
It may be the second year with a actual fixed area and a fixed stage. We've had a lot of generous sponsors, Rasmussen Foundation for one, to try and help develop and maintain a permanent attraction, a permanent space for the gathering place. It used to be called Raven's People, and it was not a fixed place, and it tended to move in different areas where they might have found some space. But because of interest and a good intention to honor Alaska Native people, the fair agreed and did a cooperative development to settle an actual space for the gathering place at the Alaska State Fair.
And so where do we go from in the future with this this sort of effort?
Well, we hope it can only get bigger and better. It's exciting now, you know, with acts like Akumatu, who's on stage right now. You might even be able to hear her, and Irene Bedard, who just wrapped up some performances today, and Miss Alaska is coming back. We have Nick Hansen coming back. We have Martin Sensmeyer coming to visit, and we also have some performances that where people travel to come here, like Spirit is a very interesting ensemble where people travel from as far as I believe Seattle, and they share a it's like a modern take on Native dance through the country, and they incorporate it into almost like a ballet, but or a Broadway performance, and it's a really interesting incorporation of all of our cultures in a show at the Gathering Place. So we're honored to have that. And Bamya, of course, is always a crowd favorite, and they're coming Friday and Saturday.
So if you're just joining us, we've been talking with Amy Spark, the director of the Gathering Place at the Alaska State Fair. Anything else you'd like to add today?
It's just a place to be proud and happy and of your culture. And it helps youth in particular see and feel positivity, to see an actual place that is dedicated and permanent at the Alaska State Fair to recognize and honor Alaska Native people. And not only do we feature talent and arts on the stage, as well as bands and Yupik, Nubak, Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian dance or Athabaskan dance. We also have a whole array of cabins where artists from all around the state, they're able to sell their handcrafted Native arts at the Alaska State Fair, and it's a way to support them as well.
Wow, that sounds like a reason to head out to Palmer.
It's a great reason to come to Palmer. Not only are we recognizing and celebrating Alaska Native culture, you are visiting Dena'ina land. This is traditional Dena people's land, and this is where your heart should honor and feel good about being Native and still being strong in Alaska and recognized at the Alaska State Fair.
It doesn't get any better than that. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.